Hello and welcome to Pets' Game Shack. My name is Pets, and today we have with us a new person for the podcast who has also been on the G Arcade podcast with me and other people. They go by the name of Hypes. How are you doing, Hypes?
I'm all right, good, thanks. You?
Yeah, I'm doing well, just chilling out. Well, I say chilling out. I've got a fan on and I'm boiling hot, so I'm kind of melting more than chilling, but you know how it is.
It is warm.
Yeah, and I don't like hot weather. It's kind of like...
Who does?
Weird people. Weird people like hot weather.
Yeah, freaks.
How dare people enjoy things that we don't like. Bloody cheeky
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, too hot's just too hot.
Exactly. Way too hot. Right. For those who are new to the podcast, we do three segments usually. Today we're missing out one, which is top news, because we are. We've got currently playing and we play together. Currently playing is obviously simple. We talk about games that we've been playing recently. And we play together is where we talk about a game that we specifically picked to talk about on the podcast that we both played. At this roughly the same time, so you know, this week. Anyway, with that, Hypes, what are you currently playing?
Well, apart from mystery game that we've been playing this week,
yeah,
I suppose the main one is, well, big surprise, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, nice. I was playing that myself. I'm enjoying it. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but I'm enjoying it.
No, yeah. I mean, you're more likely to spoil it for me. I've not really had that much time on it.
I think about 20, 25 hours.
I've probably had that, but I don't feel I've got anywhere.
I've done one boss dungeon thing. That's about it. I've explored a bit more, but...
I went over to the old Rito land and got to what was called the first temple. But
yeah, I did the same.
Yeah. Found I was getting far too cold and ran out of frozen spell things. And probably, off back to the start again to try and find some potions, ingredients. No. So what do you think of it?
So far I'm enjoying it more than I did Breath of the Wild, because I know a lot of people love Breath of the Wild. I really like Breath of the Wild, but I was kind of disappointed with it by the time I finished the game. And I only played it for around 50 to 55 hours, I think, something like that. Whereas this, I'm about 20, 25 hours in and I'm still like, yeah, I'm enjoying this. Whether I'll get 50 hours in and be like, I'm kind of getting tired of it. I still find it has the same kind of issue of, ooh, there's a camp. I'll go there and waste my weapons and then get something worse or just as good as the two or three of the items I've had to use to take it out. Like, I kind of feel like it still has that in the overworld. So it's like, but overall, I'm enjoying it. And you know, my horse glue is there, so I'm happy.
Your horse? Sorry, what?
My horse is named Glue.
Glue? Oh, dear.
As in G-L-U-E.
I got it. Harsh on the odd horse, isn't it? Blimey.
Well, I was playing it the other day, actually, and I was attacked by an enemy. And fortunately, I didn't die. But my horse did, so I was like, oh, at least I can make glue now.
horse.
It was a bit sad that the horse died, but, you know, it wasn't my fault. Honest.
Really blameless.
Yeah. The thing that attacked me, I didn't realize would attack the horse. I just ran, and because I was struggling to kill it, and then it just murdered the horse. It's like, no, my horse! And I'm firing arrows, and for some reason I'm actually doing the action of firing arrows, even though no one can see me.
For that, you need the Patreon video podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. How are you finding the game, in comparison to Breath of the Wild, at least?
Yeah. So obviously, it's extremely similar in ways. I mean, it's the same land. Sort of went back to Breath of the Wild just before this. I'd done another run through and I'd sort of left it. The Rito thing actually is just the last divine beast to do. And then I did that. And then I suddenly realized there was loads of DLC left that I hadn't done that suddenly unlocked when I did all the four divine beasts. So I was like, oh, crikey. I never got around to finishing it. And then I went straight into Tears of the Kingdom. So kind of got a bit of a, it's very similar. But yeah, you know, it's a big open world thing with lots of things to do. And I find that I am just wandering off and, yeah, heading over to the camp and wasting my weapons rather than progressing the story. I have been enjoying the underworld, though, really. I've spent far too much time down there just wandering around in the dark trying to see how far I can get with a couple of those light up things before trying to find the big old light routes to light up a bit more.
Yeah.
I think I've enjoyed the underworld more than the overworld, really. Even though there's absolutely nothing there, apart from, you know, the odd small camp of moblins and weird massive monsters which I see and run away from.
Yeah.
I've
enjoyed my little time in the underworld. I haven't spent loads of time there, but I have done a bit in there. And I was fighting this lizardy froggy thing and it kept killing me because I kept screwing up killing it, so I just left it alone.
Well, those frogs that eat the, what are they called? Light seeds or whatever, bloom seeds, light seeds.
Yeah, them.
And then sort of jump into you and smash things. Yeah.
Keep dying against them.
I've been enjoying that. I haven't really got into the whole crafting and merging things together to create machines. You know, I see in the underworld there's a lot of sort of like doors where there's, you know, loads of fans and glider things and rockets and whatnot. I don't know. Well, they've been there. Party to do anything useful. I'll leave that all behind.
I tend to just make the things that I need to do to get from A to B. Like, oh, you have to do a minecart with a fan on it. I'll just do a minecart with a fan on it, and that's about it. Like, maybe I'll occasionally stick a rocket on it so it goes a bit faster on occasion. But other than that,
and then I suppose in the overworld, or the, you know, Hyrule. I've been quite enjoying just going along the path and finding that absolute loser who's just standing around holding the signs up for President, whatever his name is. President Hazen, that's it. It's a definitive puzzle that I know there's no real right answer. All you got to do is just stick a load of things on it and keep the sign up and then bang.
Sometimes but, if you put the stuff too close to him, it won't work. You got to kind of get like slightly in front of him.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, all the signs are slightly different. Sometimes they'll tip over, sometimes they've got no base on or whatever. So
that was annoying when the first time I came across one that didn't have a base. I was like, what the hell's going on? Am I falling over? Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. What? I like those little puzzles. And the shrines, they've all been quite good so far. I don't think I've had any hideous rotating shrines like there were.
Yeah. Hideous rotating shrines are great in Breath of the Wild for quickly flipping the somehow in a weird way and then flipping the pad over and then doing the just moving the ball upside down into where it needed to go so you'd never have a fanny with it going around there.
Yeah.
It's just cheating basically, but it was easier.
You ended up upside down yourself because you were trying to rotate the thing. Yeah, there's certainly definitely one shrine I completely teased. I mean, I missed half of it. There was I was on a much higher level and there was a ladder down and then there was one of those like massive balls that you've got to get into the crater to unlock the thing. There was like a whole other load of stuff to do over on my right. Looked like it was going back for miles, but in the end I sort of just touched the ball to something and attached that to something. Then like lifted it up as far as I could, waved it around for a bit, then used the old reverse time thing. Ran back up the ladder, got it, grabbed it while it was still high enough. Definitely not how that was supposed to be done.
No, like, that doesn't sound like it. It sounds like one that I did, which is where you have to like hit it one way and it goes around in a circle kind of thing. And then the ball has to get at the end and you have to fling it across things and shit. But sounds like your way was easier. Yeah. Only because I remember with it was a ladder.
With these powers, there's be countless ways to cheese the things. I've not quite got the whole rockets or balloon down to a T to get them exactly right. It was one of those powers that you now have to unlock the map. Mm. Like if a block over it and you had to shoot rockets up to get up to there. And if, like, I'm going all over the place, I'm not doing this. It'd be enough.
I found the best route to go upwards with the rocket is attached to your shield and shield up and then it just launches. Something like that, anyway.
Yeah. There's countless options. I don't like too many options. I like one specific way of doing it. I don't know how. That's not how this is.
No, not at all. Are you playing anything else other than Zelda?
I suppose the one thing I'm playing all the time at the moment, well, Zelda is Marvel Snap.
Oh, right, yeah. I played it a little bit.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've really quite got into that. You know, it's like your deck building games, as it were. When your Pokemon, your Yu-Gi-Oh. It's
Hearthstone.
Only on an app. But probably, not too many of them. But it's on your app, on your phone. So it's only electronic. Have to build a deck out of all your Marvel superheroes who all have their own powers on the cards or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's also three zones on this playing field that each have their own little thing that happens. They might give all cards their minus one power. They might cause an action to be repeated. You might not even be able to play things there. And so that changes, so that gives a variety to every single game that you play. And probably the best thing about it is that there's only like six turns to a game. So each game only really takes like 5 minutes max, if not at all. I've been playing that for months now, really. There's the pay to, it's not really pay to win. You can pay and unlock. There's like a season pass every month where you can unlock the new card that they release. And I think the most you can really pay for things is for variants of different cards and just different artwork. So whilst, the more you play it, you do unlock more powerful cards. The matching's quite good. So you never feel like you're really, most of the time, coming up against somebody who's just got massive cards and can just beat you all the time. So it's quite well matched. But I'd suggest giving that a go.
Yeah, I've played it a couple of times. Seems enjoyable enough. It's just, I haven't played it a lot simply because I'm playing so many other games. And I say so many other games, I'm playing a couple of other games. But it seemed all right. And like you said, it's nice and quick as well, the matches. So you can jump in, have a couple of games, and then jump off. I'm very early into the game. I'm low leveled. I've got barely any cards.
You consistently unlock cards, which is good. There's quite a few people on the forum who play it.
I've also noticed people on GArcade. For those who don't know, that's a forum that we tend to go on, grk.co.uk. May as well plug the forum for a bit. But on GArcade, there's a thread for it, and a couple of people I've noticed are posting like, oh, this is the deck I've been using recently. Here's the code to use the deck.
You can share decks quite easily, so that's good. If you're not into, I don't know what's really going to work with these different cards.
You're
bound to be able to find one online. It works quite well. Like swapping around all the decks and trying different things each time. Yeah, it's good.
I would like to do a bit more on there, but at the moment I've been playing a different mobile game. So, because I'm the Shadow Raiders or something. I can't remember what it's called exactly. Legend of Raiders or some crap. You just get some characters and then you take out people. I think there's online stuff, but I've just been doing the PvE part of it. Shadow Raiders, I think.
Not Raid, Shadow Legends.
Shadow Legends? Yeah, that one.
That's Shadow the one Legends. All the YouTubers advertise.
Well, I only know of it because I basically downloaded something called Myst Play, and if you earn enough points, it gives you some like vouchers and stuff that you can use on like Google Play or wherever else. So I was like, oh, that's one of the games. I'll have a look at it. And it's like really simplistic to play. You just get some characters and you can earn characters as you play, or you can spend money to buy characters, which I'm not willing to do. But then I've basically just been like doing missions and stuff and unlocking things. And I've got some decent characters on there, I think, I guess. Like, but, you know, it's just all right. And the good thing is you can put it on auto mode. So sometimes if you're like, oh, I want to quickly go do something else, so press auto and then go and do something else quickly and it'll come back.
Like you level up.
By auto mode, I mean like you can press auto and it'll do the battle. Like if you know you're going to win, there's no point just sitting there and just selecting what you're doing. You just press auto and let it do it for you.
That's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. Good. Yeah. It's not as complex as the Marvel game because it's not as random in the sense of it's always the same. It's either 3, 4, or 5 enemies and that's it. The only time really struggled with it is when I've got up against like the spider boss or whatever it's called, the spider giant slay, some bollocks like that, because every round it spawns in loads of little spiders and then that takes up more attacks to get at the It's just a pain in the ass. But, you know, I'm not that far into that either. I haven't played it loads. I play for like 10 minutes a day, something like that.
Yeah. A little bit, then. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a quick go, like. I still have got Marvel Snap installed, I think.
I'll give it a go. I think they've now got it where you can play friendly games or whatever with anyone, so.
That's cool.
Arcade games,
but I want to steal people's points. I think I won most of the games I did play, but I have no idea if that's against people or bots or anything because I don't know how that works.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of bots. Sometimes you can work out you're playing a bot because they do something absolutely ridiculous or whatever. Yeah, and so it's called Marvel Snap because it's you can snap in it, try and double the cubes that you win at the end of the game. So it's, you know, in a way it's a bit like poker there, you know, you go all in and the other person can either also go all in or just carry on or can choose to flee at that point. Like, oh, I'm going to lose.
I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah, but yeah, you get matched against, you know, people of your own ranking bar, so you don't get...
Yeah.
No, give it a go. It's good.
Yeah.
What else have I been playing? It was just before Zelda. I played Metroid Dread. Not Fusion. Dread.
Metroid Dread.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No. I completed that. Yeah. I played it when it came out originally. Haven't been waiting for a 2D Metroid for, 19 years or whatever. And I didn't really get into it. You know,
oh, right, that's shocking.
Didn't really enjoy it. Well, I didn't really enjoy it. And I got to the final boss. Couldn't beat him. A recurring theme in Metroid games, I think. And I sort of left it there. And then I thought, well, I should go back to it. But it didn't work out what I had to do. So obviously, started a new file. And then, yeah, I think I enjoyed it more this time. I'm still not entirely... What about the what they called Emmys, EMMIs?
They're
a bit frustrating at points.
Yeah, I find
it's just a killer one.
I found them a little frustrating at first, but then I got into the working it out like a puzzle. I don't know why, but it came to me as like, oh, this is kind of like a puzzle more than anything, and then I started enjoying them more. But if you're really, really good at timing the getting caught by them, then you don't have to worry. Just get caught and like block the attack and run.
I'm not sure how easy that is, because there seems to be where it changes for each enemy.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
Occasionally you get it, you're like, yes! And then you're like, oh no, I'm still stuck. I'm still going to get beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you just like run through, you're like, oh, I've got to wait for him to come there. And then once at the end, it's like, well, I've gone invisible. I rolled into a corner and he's still standing there just looking at me. Why am I waiting for myself? What am I going to do? Feels quite frustrating, but yeah.
Mm.
Overall, I quite enjoyed it at the end, and the last boss was really good once I looked at one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Dread. I thought it was really bloody good.
Yeah, you know, I much prefer the pixel art of the old games, but I got round to this art style and enjoyed it at the end. Now I'm hoping for Metroid 6.
Yeah, I wonder where they would go with Metroid 6. Or Metroid Prime 4, if that ever comes out.
Metroid Prime 4. When's that coming? I haven't heard anything about that for years.
Yeah, it's been like 100 years at least.
I mean, I don't expect it to come out on Switch. I don't even think it'll be a bridge game. I mean, I've no idea what went into the plan for later, but yeah.
No clue what's happening with that, or if it'll ever come out at all.
No, well, I think it's got to come out at some point. Is it still retro who are doing it?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe this retro, it was...
Was it retro that started off doing it, and then it got canned?
No, I think it was... I think it was Namco, or something. Namco Bandai maybe started it. It was a different company, and then it got canned, and then Retro started it up again. Something like that, I believe, anyway. So, yeah, I don't know. Will we see Metroid Prime 4 in the next 10 years? Make a poll on Twitter and ask people what they think. I ain't doing it, I'm too lazy.
we might have a new Zelda and a new Mario before then.
Probably.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have a Mario Kart by then. Oh wait, I don't know. Maybe they'll just re-release Mario Kart 8 Super Deluxe or something.
No. I don't think we'll ever have a new Mario Kart.
Was that man you coming up for there? You said.
Oh, I don't think we'll ever have a new Mario Kart. Nintendo would be happy just to re-release everything and add more tracks and then make people pay for the same tracks again, and people will still buy it.
Yeah. Mm. You're probably right, unfortunately.
People are the worst.
Yep. Mm. God damn you, people who keep buying Mario Kart 8. I didn't buy Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. My missus bought it for me, so it doesn't count.
I did buy it, but that's because I moved to Germany and joined a Switch rooftop party where everyone was playing, you know, joining and be like in a cool with my rooftop people.
Yeah, you gotta be cool with the rooftop people.
No, I don't really play anymore.
No,
I can't Mondays come back, and the last Fridays I've played a couple, but it annoys me.
Yeah,
it's not good for my heart.
No, it's not. I did jump back into it when it came back, and I was playing it for a few weeks, and then I just thought, this game is going to be the death of me. I get angry at games sometimes, yeah, but nothing like Mario Kart. I don't know what it does. I think it's the artist, the randomness of it. It just really pissed me off. Like, I'm doing really good, and then all of a sudden I'll get nailed by 90 things and then blast what I've been in first for nearly 3 full laps. It's the last bend, and I'll end up in 11th. And it's like, what?
It's like the people who are really good enter, you know, in first or second most of the time. But then, you know, the people who are all right, you know, you'll be like, oh, I'm first, and it's the start of the lap. And then suddenly everything comes at you, and you end up 12th.
Yeah.
So infuriating. Or you'll be like 7th, and everyone behind you's getting bullet bills and going past, and everyone in front of you's getting bullet bills and going past, and you get like a banana. Yeah. I think it doesn't help in deluxe the two items and the two item boxes. It just increased the chaos so much more than it did from the original Mario Kart 8. And thus the randomness and the learning sense of injustice every time. And the, you know, soon to happen aneurysm that's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloody Mario Kart. I'll have words with our game one day.
What have you been playing?
Apart from Shadow Legends, I think that's what it was called. Can't remember already.
Wait, Shadow Legends.
But yeah, apart from that game, I've been playing... I recently played through Halo 5 with Cumber Danes on in a co-op session. We finished it. We played it for 2 days. Don't play for long, only like 3 hours at most usually. So we played it last Wednesday and last Saturday. We finished Halo 5. And I still personally stand by Halo 5 being better than Halo 4. I don't know if that's a popular opinion. I don't think it is. I think people prefer 4 to 5. But my opinion is those people are wrong. I think the reason why people prefer 4 to 5 is because you play as Master Chief through the entire game. Whereas in Halo 5, you play as someone called Locke for the majority of the game and Master Chief occasionally. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a Halo 5.
So yeah, there's Halo 5.
That's my opinion.
The newest Halo is Halo Infinite, which is the 6th one, basically. I haven't played that yet. I was going to wait till the co-op was out, and it took a year or so to come out. By the time we get into it anyway, me and Cumberdate's going to play it in co-op. And we haven't even got... We only just finished 5, so there was no rush anyway. But yeah...
Is Halo 5 called Halo 5?
Halo 5 is called Halo 5 Guardians, I think.
There you go.
Yeah. Halo 4, I think, is called Halo 4. And Halo 1 is Halo Combat Evolved, and Halo 2 is Halo 2.
Oh, that's Halo Combat Evolved, Halo 1.
Yeah. And then Halo 3 is Halo 3.
On the old OG Xbox.
Yeah. But, like, the Halo games, I enjoy them. I don't think they're amazing, but I do enjoy playing them, especially in co-op, because it's a bit more fun then. And I think 3 and Reach are my favourite of the ones I've played, which is... 1, 2, 3, ODST, Reach, and Form 5, so most of them, of the normal mainline games, not like Spartan Assault or Halo Wars 1 and 2, I haven't really played them, so played a little bit of
Spartan Assault. Are they FPSs or third-person Halo games?
FPS for the majority of the time, it does go into third-person when you're in on a vehicle. When you're using certain weapons, like big, heavy weapons, like, say, you pick up a turret, it'll go into third person when you walk around with a turret, or because you can detach them, or when you're actually on the turret, it stays in first person when you're on a turret. It's when you pop one off, I think. Yeah. Depends on the turret. Maybe. I don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah.
I only played it the other day, but I can't remember. My memory is shite. But
there's a huge backlog of Microsoft Sony games that I have to get around to at some point whenever I get a decent PC or PlayStation 5 or Xbox.
That's the thing series. Now. If you get a really good PC, right, you don't need any consoles apart from like the Switch. If you wanted to go down the naughty route, you don't even need a Switch. But if you had a Switch and a banging PC, then you're sorted, because PlayStation games are coming to PC, Xbox games are on PC. Well, why do you need an Xbox or a PlayStation?
Yeah, I think I'll get a PC. And then you can do things as well. A Switch. Or just gaming on the go and Nintendo things. I think wish to. Yara. And it's also good for all the retro stuff that Nintendo are rubbish at putting out on their own systems.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking how bad they are with Nintendo Switch Online stuff. Like the virtual console.
The 64 that app when you were talking about stuff to play. And the only new game they'd added was Pokemon Stadium. That's Pokemon Stadium 2. And I'm like, yeah, great. You don't have Pokemon to connect to that, so that's half the game gone.
Exactly. Kind of pointless, then.
Yeah. And, you know, game every 6 months or something. It's terrible.
It is awful. I don't understand what's taking them so long, but what do I know? I'm not a game developer in any way, shape, or form. Therefore, I have no idea what work goes into it, but you wouldn't think it'd be a lot.
It doesn't need to be developed. It was developed.
Yeah, you know, it needs to not so much be developed. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But you know what I mean. I don't do game stuff, so I can't really comment on how much work goes into doing it. But you wouldn't think it would be that much to get it running on the Switch. But what do I know?
Well, yeah, you know, they've never been good about releasing their older games on newer consoles. Unless it's a full-priced remake or dodgy, bungs together all-stars, really, isn't it?
Yeah, good point. The other game I've literally finished today, I think today I finished it, was Sonic Unleashed.
Ah, Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know what that voice was. But yeah, I played through Sonic Unleashed bit by bit. I've made my way through it. And I finished it today. And I would rate the game 5, maybe. It's very average. Like, I think the Wayhog levels bring the game
5
down.
Out of...
Yeah? 5 out of 10. I'll give it an average score. I'm not that mean to give it 5 out of 100. Well, I'm not giving it 5 out of 5 either. No. It's basically
5 out of
like
14.
5 out of 14. That's better. I like that one. But it's kind of the Sonic levels.
Is it a 2D or 3D one?
It's 3D. It was the one that was released on the Wii, PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And you turn into a Wayhog.
Remastered.
Yeah.
I can't say I ever really got into Sonic.
I like the older Sonic games. I quite enjoy, like, yeah. I don't think they're amazing games, but I like Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2. And I enjoyed playing, I played the Sonic Colors back in the day. I enjoyed Sonic Frontiers to an extent. So, like, I've enjoyed Sonic games. Sonic Mania was really good as well. But, like, more Sonic Lost Worlds was really good, in my opinion. But majority of the 3D games have been shite. And this is, like, the Sonic levels are decent. But I think Sonic's too fast half the time, and too much of it is, like, auto-played. Like, you hit a spring and then it'll bounce you around and spin you around, and you only have to hold forward. Like, the older Sonic games...
Has that not always been the case with Sonic?
No, because
I sort of liked the idea of it when I was younger.
In the older Sonic games, there is actual platforming you need to do. It's not just holding forward. But
yeah,
the gotta-go-fast thing kind of became what they were aiming for, I think. And it was the only thing they were fucking aiming for. So,
yeah, it's got to go fast, you know, Mario's slow and everything. But yeah, when, you know, I didn't have a Mega Drive or whatever when I was younger. But, you know, I liked going around my friend's house and playing Sonic, but I always felt I was either missing everything the level had to offer by doing a spin and then zooming around the level, or I was just going around it slowly, going, jumping up, trying to avoid things, loosen off my wings.
Sonic games... are good when they're good. They are genuinely good. I think some people don't like them because they just don't get on with them, and that's totally understandable.
I quite enjoyed the Advance, Sonic Advance.
Advance were good, Sonic Rush was good as well. I didn't play the second one very much, so the Rush was on DS, I think. Sonic Rush, DS, not 3DS, but DS, dual system, screen, whatever it's called.
Is it Adventure? Is that the Dreamcast, the first 3D one?
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously a lot harder to go super fast in a 3D space, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've got to be exact on where you're going.
I guess that's probably why they always have gimmicks, because the games are going to be too short. But they could just have tidy platforming. And the biggest issue in the 3D Sonic games always is the camera. The camera is awful. There's so many times I died on the final level today because I'd be like, oh, you have to crawl across this pipe, so take your time, which is cool. Take my time going across this pipe, make sure I don't fall. Oh, the camera angle changed and I just turned and walked off the pipe into my death. Into some lava. Well done, game.
Yeah, no, I've no real idea with what happened to Sonic post Dreamcast. You know, obviously Sega lost their consoles to develop Sonic specifically for, and just sort of extrapolated onto Nintendo consoles and Microsoft consoles.
It's just disappointing. It's disappointing that Sonic kind of shat the bed, but there are some good games on occasion. Every so often, you'll get a decent Sonic game, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah.
But how is it advanced the story?
Basically, Sonic becomes a Wayhog. The planet explodes. Then it gets put back together. Dark Gaia is an evil thing, which I think is like Chaos was like a water thing. Dark Gaia is like a fiery thing. I think they tend to have like a different element. I can't remember in Sonic 06, but that was shite anyway, so who cares?
I mean, I say this like story's important, you know. Mario, oh, Peach is kidnapped. It's a new game. Zelda, England's back. It's a new game. The gameplay is the most important thing.
Sonic is usually... Eggman, or Dr. Robotnik, as I knew him when I was a child.
I was going to say, when did Dr. Robotnik become Dr. Eggman?
Sonic Adventure. They called him Dr. Eggman Robotnik, or Robotnik Eggman, or something in there. And then Eggman afterwards. But it's always been Eggman in Japan. It's just in the West, it was Robotnik, which I prefer.
Robotnik. He'll always be Robotnik to me. Yeah, I mean, I'm sounding like a Brexit boomer saying there's still marathon bars, there's still opal fruits or whatever.
I prefer Robotnik. It makes sense. Like, and the Badniks then also have a good name instead of Eggman and Eggman's robots. You know, I don't know if they've got a proper name.
Oh no, it's Eggman's robots.
And also, like, in later. In the 3D games, a lot of them, the enemies are like robots, like proper robots, not cool, weird robotic flies or robotic ladybirds and things like that. So it's kind of like, I'd rather have a more colourful, more interesting designed set of enemies than this robot can float. This robot has big guns. This robot has big legs. That kind of thing. So yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Well, what else is Sega up to nowadays? What games does Sega make?
Sonic.
Yeah.
Rise Star. No, they don't make Rise Star or Rise Star, whatever you want to call it. Are they involved in Warhammer? Like the
No.
I can't remember. Total War, Warhammer. They do the Total War series, or is it someone else? I'm not sure. Yakuza, I think they publish. I don't know if they develop them. So, but I think they've changed the name of Yakuza to Like a Dragon, maybe.
Like a dragon.
I think it's like a dragon. I might be wrong, though. Eat a dragon, maybe. I can't remember. I think it's like a dragon.
Oh, go eat a dragon.
I can't remember.
Like a Dragon 8. Endless Dungeon, whatever that is. Total War Pharaoh. Like a Dragon.
Yeah, endless, there's a few endless games. There's endless dungeon, endless space or something, endless boobs. It's a lot of endless stuff. But not a lot, but there's a few. And I think there's a couple of sequels as well.
Bring back Alex World. Alex Kidd World.
Yeah, Alex Kidd. Well, they did do a remake of Alex Kidd in Miracle World. Called Alex Kidd in Miracle World DX, and I played through it and I really enjoyed it. It's easier than Alex Kidd because you can continue when you die instead of you needing to have enough money to continue when you die, so you can just continue, fortunately. Because Alex Kidd is a fucking bitch, man, in Miracle World. It's tough. You know, the earlier levels are not too bad, but as it gets from the forest onwards, it gets mean. Mean.
Mean, bad. This says Bayonetta under Sega.
Yeah, Bayonetta under Sega. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's all three or just the first, though.
Football Manager.
Yeah, Football Manager, they do.
Sports and Time.
So they do quite a bit still. It's just remembering what they do. Would you like to move on to the next game we're going to talk about, which is the We Play Together section?
Absolutely.
Okay, then. So, for the We Play Together section, we have been playing a game that has been out for several years on all the consoles, all the PCs, called Inside. And what are your thoughts on Inside?
I mean, what the hell is this game? What on earth is that? I've never heard of this before. Never heard of it before.
And
it was on sale on the eShop down to about £1.20 or something, which I bought entirely using gold points, so that was nice. Well, I mean, this game freaks me out.
I enjoyed it.
I'm very much enjoying it. I've not finished it yet. I've no idea how long it's going on for. I mean, it gives you nothing. Have you been playing it this week? You just jumped right in.
I played
it. What on earth is going on?
I played it. I started it yesterday, but my where I record, I sit over by the SETI and stick OBS on and record there. But I use my phone to do it, and when I press record on my phone, it lights up. But for some reason, it wasn't doing that, so I stopped after about an hour and a half of playing because I couldn't tell if I was recording or not. And I only had two recordings or three recordings after streaming for that long, recording for that long. So I was like, oh, okay, I don't think I recorded most of this. Oh, and this bit is me playing Rocket League. So, you know, so like a half hour of one of the recordings, because I thought, oh, it's a good size recording, that'll be enough. Rocket League, me messing around on the dashboard of my Xbox, because I didn't realize, but I have it on the Xbox, so I just played it on that. I played through it on that. I finished it today. I played that yesterday, and then today I finished it off. And the first game they made was Limbo.
Someone at work was telling me Limbo was first, but I've never heard of that either.
Yeah, Limbo I've played. I played it before and I didn't like it. And what I saw of Inside, I thought, different aesthetic, but same kind of game. I'm probably not going to enjoy it. And then I was pleasantly surprised because I did enjoy it.
Yeah, no. I've really been quite enjoying it. I thought I'd played it for an hour and a half in a bit. That's better. Definitely not because I finished it. But yeah, so...
Oh, you won't finish an hour and a half unless you know exactly what you're doing. It took me longer than that. Like, I did an hour and a half yesterday and then... more today, probably about the same.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised so far. I've solved all the puzzles without needing to look at hints or guides or whatever, because I'm usually that rubbish. I managed to solve everything after a little couple of tries or whatever.
I don't think you'll end up needing a guide because nothing is too complicated. It's all pretty simple, in my opinion. And I'm not great at puzzle games myself, but I managed with this quite okay. Like, there was a couple where it took me a while because there's some puzzles that are just generally quite long.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't think you'll have issues.
For anyone who doesn't know, Inside, you play a small child, a boy, who is escaping from something or running from something. And you start off, you're just dropped into this world. No indication about controls or anything. You can pause and see who controls are. You just sort of run along. And then all of a sudden, there'll be some men with torches and dogs, and they'll come over and strangle you or drown you. It's pretty horrific. Or you will be chased and mauled to death by dogs.
The dogs are so brutal, man.
I've been chased. I've got to run. I've got to jump over the fence, and the dogs run around. I've got to jump over back. I've got to pull this up. Ah, the dogs have pulled me.
Dog is brutal enough, but when you get killed by three dogs at once, wow.
And you just see this small child being torn apart, and his limbs just come all over the place. You're like, oh my god. You're running. You're just running through this world with, it seems like you're sort of like escaping a prison initially, but then it just gets one more weird. And the bit where you're underwater, and then there's this like weird long haired sort of the ring hover style swimmer that just comes in each other. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
It's quite scary.
I know a lot of people, one of the complaints about Limbo was that it was just really brutal for the sake of being really brutal. You were a child in that as well. But this didn't feel quite as bad as that. In that, you'd get eaten by a giant spider, you'd randomly fall into spikes, and it just seemed all OTT in comparison.
I could cope with being eaten by a spider or, fall into spikes. This is, like, realistic. This is just coming around and just pushing your face into a puddle and drowning the little. It's horrific.
It is
terrifying.
I was thinking, because I'm sure, I got shot by someone, but it was like a trank dart was sticking at me, so I thought, oh, maybe they're not actually trying to kill the kid. They're just going to capture him, and then he goes back to where he escaped from. And then a dog caught me and pulled me onto the floor and literally snapped my neck, and I was like, oh, okay.
It's fair enough. Where you get shot bits where, like, electric things will shoot out at you.
Yeah.
Shot you. I was on a bit earlier today where you sort of run along and there's just this, like, these massive your body will literally explode. Going all over the place. You've got to try and avoid the massive pressure wave or whatever it is.
And then
I don't know, it's at some point you start being able to control other bodies that are just around.
It's
develops a new puzzle element of it. You know, you're not just pulling things down, suddenly you're controlling other things, it all changes.
I think that's a good thing about it. It introduces new puzzles that are not too far removed from earlier puzzles. It's kind of Nintendo game in a sense, where the first level of a stage of a world in the older games will teach you how to play it, in the sense of there's these jumps, but there's no real consequences. And now these jumps have got slight consequences, and now they're more difficult and much harder. And it's kind of like that with the puzzles, where it gives you the basics and then expands upon them as it goes along, especially with the controlling of people.
Yeah. I don't know how far I've got further, and it's become really weird now. But it gives you no indication of how much further I've got to go. You know, I presume I'm escaping from something. I don't know where this end is. You go back and through, you go through labs and scientists watching you. You're like, what's going on? Where's the end? How far have I got to go? But no, I mean, I'm enjoying the puzzles. And, you know, apart from the traumatizing nature of it, it's good.
Yeah, I would have to agree. It is a bit, but overall, the game itself is quite good. But yeah, you just get murdered by everything, man.
Yeah.
Quite brutally. Like you said, the pressure things, you literally see your limbs fly off you. And there was one bit later on, something was happening after where you are. And I'm pretty sure I was getting cut in half. Like, down the middle.
Yeah. I mean, I can sort of cope with that. Just, you know, it's comedy. He's just been exploded into many bits. It's the men that run after you and then suddenly just strangle you.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Warped mind thought of this. Yeah. I mean,
twisted mind.
Obviously, you finished it. Is there any explanation of what's going on at the end?
I'm gonna answer your question with a question. What do you think?
Probably not.
Yeah. Maybe he'll explain exactly what the fuck was going on, because I'm even more confused than you.
I'm inside. What am I inside? I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. The bit where I've got to, I mean, I didn't want to spoil it, but I am no longer the little boy.
I know.
What on earth?
Yeah.
But no, this has definitely been worth £1.20 of my gold points.
Yeah, I think I got it from Gold, Xbox Live Gold. So I must have had it free without realizing it. But yeah, I it was worth downloading. It's a lot more enjoyable. Like Limbo, I didn't get on with it. When I first saw Limbo, I thought, yeah, that looks really cool. I like the look of it, the aesthetic of it. Like, but playing now, it's like, I don't like it. You know, was a shame. But whereas Limbo, I was like, Inside. So I was like, it's going to be the same kind of thing. And it is brutal and over the top and that. But it's just generally a genuinely good game, which is surprising because I genuinely thought I would hate it.
Published by Playdead. Fixes video game department. Limbo. Oh, so it came out in like 2018 on the Switch.
Yeah, it's been out for a long while.
And 2016 on something else, obviously. Blimey.
Not sure if it was even on Wii U.
Doesn't say so. I mean, well, nothing was on the Wii U.
No. And everything that was on the Wii U is now on the Switch anyway, so.
Yeah, pretty much. Except Star Fox Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But have you played a game called Little Nightmares?
I have not.
I played that for the podcast a couple of months back with someone called Ashua. And we enjoyed that. That game kind of reminded me of this game. I'm not sure which one came out first, but it's got a similar kind of premise where you're like trying to escape something. But like, it's not loads of weird. It's not like normal people in there. You're like a really small thing and everything else is really big in comparison, and everything's grotesque. Because I didn't find this game where everything was grotesque. It was more a stylized realism, if that makes sense. So, I think getting killed in that game is a lot less, I wouldn't say traumatizing, but in that game, some people might say traumatizing, but in that, it's a lot less traumatizing, then I'll just use that word, than in this game where you see what looks like a guy will drown you, or a dog will snap your neck, or you'll get drowned in a puddle, you know, by someone, not just because you fell in a puddle, someone will literally hold your head underwater. you know, it's pretty grim. All in all, are you going to? We can still talk about the game more. Have you got more to say about the game? Because other than it's really good, I actually rather enjoyed it. I don't know what else I can say.
I've really enjoyed it. I like puzzle games. I mean, I can't say I've really played one in this style. I wouldn't have thought, you know, a sort of runner, solve puzzles, and try not to get killed at the same time. But so I might check out Limbo and Little Nightmares. Evidently, Little Nightmares came out on Inside, according to Wikipedia. I'll look forward to whatever Play Dead do next. Not already done something next.
I have no clue. They might have done. I would look, but my phone's over there. So.
No, apparently it's just as Limbo and Inside, 2010 and 2016. So they should have released one in 2022. What are you up to, Play Dead?
They are probably would have had a game out last year, but because of COVID, it's delayed till next year or something. Maybe. Who knows? I haven't heard anything, to be fair. Hopefully they'll come up with something interesting.
On their website, it's got join us on our next project.
Ooh.
Get an actual job, so maybe they're nowhere near developing it.
Ah, right.
Okay. They're Danish.
Nice. Those bloody Danes and their weird sick fantasies.
All about pastries as well.
Are you going to continue with the game?
Yes, I am. Hopefully, I will finish it very shortly. I've not had much playing time in the last few weeks. I'm getting married in 9 days. That's taking up a lot of my time. There'll be a long flight for the honeymoon to play a lot of things on, and I'll probably knock off Zelda in that time.
Nice. Yeah.
I've really liked Inside. I can't say having not finished it. I presume it's a relatively short game.
It is short, I can safely say that it won't be long and you'll have finished it.
Whether I'd have enjoyed it as much had I paid whatever it was on the eShop, $14.99 rather than the reduced price of £1.
I think I'd have enjoyed it as much, but I think I might have been a bit. That's the thing when it comes to games, it's weird because I could have a game like that I pay £60 for and it's super, super long, but I won't enjoy it as much as something I've paid like £40 for, but it's like 6 hours long. So I find it hard to judge on cost for length because sometimes the game is so much better than something bigger. It's just because it's a better game. And sometimes it's like, I think if it carried on too much longer, it would have outstayed its welcome. There are games I've actually said I'm glad it finished when it did, because I think too much more and it would have been like, it's gone on a bit long now. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't say I could carry on playing this game for, you know, the 100 hours that you might into a Zelda game. I mean, one, I'd probably have to have therapy afterwards, but you'd probably get bored.
Seeing how a little child can get murdered in different ways repeatedly.
Twisted minds.
So they should be called, Nora Play Dead, Twisted Minds. So they should have called themselves. And then everyone would know what they're getting into when they play the games.
So I will definitely finish it.
Nice. And I finished it, so...
And I recommend it as well.
I would recommend if you haven't played it. It's been out for a good 7 years or so, so I think most people will have played it, but that doesn't matter. If you haven't played it, give it a try. You know, it's a very good game. It's very short if you haven't got a lot of time either. And it saves after every so often. I'm not sure exactly when. It's like chapters.
That was good. Well, it's not even that. It's like every puzzle, really. You sort of do a puzzle and you get it wrong. Rather than you get it wrong, you get killed. You sort of go back to the dark area of that puzzle or whatever.
Yeah,
that's quite good,
It's not...
I enjoyed the way that was...
not too much of redoing things. Like, there's been times where I've died in a game and sent me so far back. Like in Sonic, I game over on the final level because of that stupid freaking goddamn camera and some of the bullshit it was doing. And I game over, and I was most of the way through the level, and I had to redo it all. Mm. I wanted to cry, man.
Well, Pedge, you can cry. It's a safe space.
Nah, I'm all right. But yeah, Inside, everyone should check it out because it's good.
Read.
Right, that is going to be us. We've been going for over an hour. We will be back in 2 weeks. And we should be doing something else with someone else. We'll see what happens there. Hypes, is there anything you'd like to plug? Because I know you don't stream or anything. So anything at all?
Anything
charity
I'd
support?
Like.
Twitter account? Your OnlyFans?
Yeah. You can catch me at Buy Me a Coffee. No. No, I hope to get back into streaming like I ever really started. I tried it once on my dodgy laptop. But I do hope to get a decent PC and sort of start off on the streaming.
Nice.
Anything to plug? Go follow Peds.
Thank Peds you.
And all my other fellow GRKders, Aaron, Nazem, Biggie Devlin, everyone else. All good chaps.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you there. Except for that Jazza, man. He's really mean.
Oh, yeah. Actually, he's
so mean when he's always nice to you. How dare he be such a nice guy?
Yeah,
it just makes you feel bad because you can't be as nice as that. That's why he's mean.
Yeah. He's been playing Zelda, so obviously I've not been watching his streams.
I've been playing Zelda, but I'm quite early on. I think Jasm's Dangerous. Way into it, like very far.
I think he's technically played more hours than it's been out. Yeah,
and that's without an early access copy. He just somehow broke time.
He's so nice, we'll let him.
Yeah. He lagged time so much, he finished it before it came out. That's what happened.
Those were the days. Lag him.
Yeah. I miss them days when Mario Kart 8 was at his best.
Yes, agreed.
except when Matt was winning every race, the bastard.
Well, quite. Yeah. Wasn't it stressful?
Yeah, agreed. That's going to be us. Thank you for everyone who has tuned in and listened. We will be back, like I said, in a fortnight. And I would like to thank Hypes for taking part. It's been a pleasure, man.
It's been a pleasure to be on. I look forward to doing it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure what's happening for the next one. I've got something planned for the fortnight after that. And the fortnight after that, I've got a plan there as well. So next episode, I'm not sure what's happening. The episode after, it should be Chained Echoes I'm talking about, which is a longer game, which is why I wanted a month to play it, because it's like 50-odd hours long or something, maybe. And then after that, then it's going to be another short game called Coffee Talk 2, which I'm going to be doing with Kerr9000, because we did Coffee Talk a couple of weeks ago. So I thought, why not talk about the second one? Because I really enjoyed it. Like, really chill. Very different to this. No creepy murdering men drowning kids or dogs ripping the balls
Inside
off.
Inside has no chill.
Exactly. Anyway, goodbye.